Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 7, verse 130. We're continuing with Jagannath Mishra preaching to his wife Shachi because he wants to convince her that there's no reason we should stop Nimai's education, because if he gets educated, then he'll follow his elder brother Vishwarupa's example and leave home and take sannyas. So better we stop his education. And then Mother Shachi argued with her husband, but then if he's uneducated, he'll not be able to marry, and he'll not have any money, he'll be unhappy. And then her husband says, actually, all happiness and everything is determined by God. Jagat poshana kare jagataranath panditye poshaya keba kahila tamata. The Supreme Lord maintains the entire universe, Jagat Poshan. Who told you that good education can maintain one? Kiba Morka, Kiba Pandit, Janhara Jekane, Kanya Liki Jatshe Krishna, Sehaibe Appane. Whether one is a fool or a scholar, that person will marry wherever and whomever Krishna has sanctioned for them to marry. Kiva Murka, Kiva Pandit. So he's using this line of thought to show Shachi, even if our son is not educated and is considered a fool, he'll get married. Or even if he becomes a great pandit, he'll also get married. It's already written down. Kanya Liki, Liki Jache Krishna. Krishna is Liki Jache. He's written it down, that wife. Kula Vidya Adi Upa Lakshana Sakala Sabare Poshaye Krishna Krishna Sarvabala. Education, birth, and other qualities are only superficial. Krishna alone is the maintainer and strength of everyone. This, of course, is true. Sakshate ekene nadeka amata padijhao amara ngare kene nahi bhata. This can be directly seen in my life. Although I'm educated, I am nevertheless poor. Bala mate varna uchariteo jainare sahasra pandita gya dikataradware. Someone else may be unable to properly recite the alphabet, yet he may have thousands of scholars at his doorstep. Ateva vidyadi nakare poshan krishna se sabharakare poshana palan. Therefore, qualities like good education cannot maintain one. Only Krishna maintains and nourishes us. Anayasena maranam vina dainyena jivaram anaralita govinda charanasya katambhavet. For one who has never worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, how is it possible for him to live in comfort and die in peace? Anayase marana jivana danya anayase marana jivana danya vine krishna sevile sehaya nahi vidyadane. If one wants to live without poverty and die peacefully, then he should serve Krishna. Education and wealth will not help. Krishna kripa bine nahi dukera mochan takila va vidyakula koti koti dhan. One's distress can never be mitigated without the mercy of Krishna. Even if one is endowed with high education, good birth, and great wealth, jara grihe achaye uttama upabhog tare krishna dijachena kona maharog. One may have luxurious items for enjoyment in his house, yet by the arrangement of Krishna, he may be suffering from disease. Kichu vilasite nari, duke puri mare, jaranahi taha haite duki balitare. Such a person cannot enjoy a thing, and thus burns in misery. I consider him more miserable than one who does not possess anything. Eteka janiha taki leho kichu nai jare jena krishna agya se satyahai. Know for certain that one may possess great opulence, but unless Krishna permits, he cannot enjoy a thing. Eteke nakara chinta putra pratitumi Krishna Pushibena Putra Kahilana Ami. Therefore, do not worry about your son, Nimai. I assure you that Krishna will maintain him. Yavat Sharire Pran Achaye Amara Tavatileka Dukha Nahika Uhara. As long as I live, I will not allow Nimai to suffer the least. Amasamara Krishna Achena Rakshayita Kiva Chinta Tumijara Matta Pativrata. We have Lord Krishna as our protector, and you are a good mother and a chaste wife, so why should you worry? Pariha Nahika Karya Balilun Tomare Murkahai Pucha Mora Rahu Matragare. Therefore I say that Nimai does not need to study further. Let him stay at home uneducated. Hitabali Putrere Dakila Mishravar Mishrabole Shunabap Amara Utar. Saying this, Jagannath Mishra called his son and told him, Shuno Bap, listen, my dear son, Aji Haiteyara Pat Nahika Tomar Ihate Anyata Kara Shapata Amar. From today on, I want you to give up your studies. I forbid you to continue. Je Tomar Echa Bap Tai Diba Ami Grihevasi Parama Mangale Takatumi. My dear son, I will give you whatever you desire. Stay comfortably at home. Etabali Mishra Chalilena Kariyantara Paditena Payara Prabhu Vishwambara. Saying this to Nimai, Jagannath Mishra went to attend his duties, and Lord Vishwambar Nimai refrained from further studies. Nitya Dharma Sanatan Shigorangarai Nalange Janaka Vakya Padite Najai. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur takes up the narrative of the story after that dialogue with Sachi and her husband. The personification of eternal religious principles, Shigorangarai, Nitya Dharma Sanatan Shigorangarai, followed his father's instructions and gave up his studies. Antre Dukita Prabhu Vidyarasa Bhange Puna Prabhu Udata Haila Shishu Sange. Vishwambar was disappointed. Antare Dukita. He was very unhappy within his heart to give up his scholastic pursuits. Vidyaras Bhange, that ras of learning, that sweet taste and joyous experience of learning new subjects and topics and stimulating the mind and thought and questioning, searching and discovering was broken, that rasa, that special flavor of gaining knowledge and learning new things. Vidyarasa Bhange. So again, Nimai began his childhood mischief. Puna Prabhu Udatta Haila Shishu Sange. Again, he started mixing up and associating with his young boyfriends. Kiba Nija Gare Prabhu Kiba Paraghare Jahapaya Taha Bange Apachaya Kare. In his own house or in someone else's house, Vishrambar would break and ruin whatever he touched. Nishahaile Prabhu Na, I say, Nishahaile Prabhu Na, I say, Gare, Savaratri Shishu Sange, Nana Krita Kare. Vishrambar would not return at home at night. Rather, he would continue playing all night with the other boys. Savaratri Shishu Sange, Nana Krita Kare. They would play in various sports throughout the entire night, Sarvaratri. Kambale Dakya Anga Dui Shishumeli Brishapraya Haya Chalena Kutuhali. So now, what were they doing at night? What type of mischievous playing were they doing with the other boys? Here's what they did. Brishapraya, almost like a brisha, a bull. Vishambar and another boy cover themselves with a kambal, kambal dakya anga, kambale dakya anga. They covered themselves with a kambal or blanket, and they pretended to be a bull. Njarabari kalavan deki take dine, ratri haile brisharupe bangaye apane. During the daytime, if these boys saw a grove of banana trees, very nice, strong banana trees full of ripe bananas. Then at night, in the cover of darkness, Vishwambar and his shishu, disguised as a bull, would just break them and destroy them. Garu Gyane Grihasta Karaye Hai Hai Jagile Grihasta Shishu Samhati Palai. Thinking that a bull had broken into his kalavan, his grove of bananas, and was destroying them, the owner of that house, he cried out in lamentation, "Hi, hi!" When he came out of the house, the boys ran away. Karo gare dwaradiya bandaye bahire lagvi gurvi Grihasta karite naipare. Vishwambar would lock the door of someone's house from outside. Then the householder would be unable to leave his house to go out for passing urine or stool. Of course, this could be problematic, especially if you get a call from nature in the morning and your door is latched from the outside. And you're stuck inside the house. Kibandila dujara kariye hai hai jagile grihasta prabhu uttiya palai. When the owner of that house would cry out, "Who has locked my door?" Vishwambar would run away. These are the listing of the mischievous activities that the Lord was taking up after stopping his scholastic pursuits. He took up all this nonsense, mischief, in the day and night, terrorizing the town of Nadia. Gaur, Gaur, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nimai, Nimai, Nimai. E Matadina Ratri, Trida Shara Rai, Shishugana Sange Krita Karina Sarvadhai. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. In this way, Tridasha Rai played continually day and night with his friends. Jateka Chapalyakari Prabhu Vishwambar Tarapiyo Mishra Kichu Nakari Utar. In spite of all Vishwambar's mischievous activities, Jagannath Mishra did not say a thing. Ekdin Mishra Chali Lena Kari Yantara Parite na paya prabhu Krodita Antara. One day, after Jagannath Mishra went for his duties, Vishwambhara became very angry because he was not allowed to study. Vishunai Vedjera Jata Varja Handi Gan Vasilena Prabhu Handi Kariya Asan. Vishwambhara went and sat on some old rejected pots that had been used for preparing offerings for Lord Vishnu, a pile of clay pots which were ashud and covered with black soot from the burning wood used for cooking. E bhara niguda kata shunaika man Krishna bhakti siddhihai ihara shravan. This topic is niguda. Niguda kata. E bhara niguda is very, very bharo. Bharo niguda, gudha, kata. Very, very confidential and secret. Shuna ekman. Someone must, if you hear this, if you actually hear the following topic, which we are about to narrate from the verses 163 to 180 or so, then what will you get? What will happen? Krishna bhakti siddhi hai. Krishna bhakti siddhi hai. Whoever hears shuna ek man with fixed mind, with full attention and focus and concentration and interest, whoever hears this topic of Nimai's sitting on the dirty pots, he will attain the perfection of Krishna bhakti, pure love for Krishna. Varja handi gana sabha kari simhasan tati vasi hase gora sundara vadan. Lord Gaurasundara sat on those rejected pots using them for a simhasan, and he smiled as he sat there with a mischievous grin on his face. Lagila handira kali sarva gora ange kanak aputali jena lepi jache gande. The black soot, black smoke baked on, smeared on the clay cooking pots, decorated Gora's limbs, sarva gora ange, all of his limbs, and he appeared like a kanak putali, a dal putali made of gold and smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with aguru. Shishugan janaila gya shachi stan nimai vasiachi handira asan. The Shishugan, his group of friends, went to where Mother Shachi was standing, and they said, Nimai is sitting on the rejected dirty pots. Sounds like Krishna Leela at Brahmanda Ghat on the banks of the Yamuna. When the boys were playing one morning in Bali Leela and Gokul, Mahavan, and then Krishna was taking some clay balls, some clay on the banks of the Yamuna, rolling into balls and saying, look, boys, these are laddus. Look, my mother made these nice laddus. And Krishna would pop them in the mouth. Oh, they're very tasty. Why don't you try one? And the boys went back and they told Mother Yashoda, Krishna's eating clay. He's not eating the wonderful sweetmeats that you prepared for him. He'd rather eat clay balls from the bank of the Yamuna. What? Are? My Gopal is eating clay? Oh. So in this way, the boys got Gopal into trouble. And now these boys are getting Nimai into trouble. Maya asi dekiya karena hai hai estanete bap vasi bari na jujai. When Shachi saw Nimai in that condition, she lamented and said, hai hai, my dear son, this is not a proper place to sit. Varja handi iha sabha parashile snan. Eta dine tomara e najan mile gyan. These are rejected pots. If one touches them, he must take a bath. Haven't you learned this by now? In other words, they're impure. They're dirty and impure, covered with black smoke, soot. One has to bathe to purify himself. Prabhu replied, Prabhu bole tora more nadisa padite badra badra morka vipre janibe kimate. Vishambhara cleverly said, you don't allow me to study, so how will I know the difference between good or bad, or a fool and a Brahmin, or what is pure and what is impure? How am I supposed to know? I don't study, can't learn anything. Murka ami na janiye, balamandastan, sarvacha amara eka, advitiyat gyan. Vishnumara says, ami murka na janiye, I'm a fool, ami murka, so I don't know which place is pure and which place is impure. Balamandastan, sarvacha amara eka, therefore, I consider all places equal. Advaya gyan. Eka advaya gyan. It's all one. Etabali hase varja handira asane datatreya bhava prabhu haila takane. After saying this, Mahaprabhu smiled from his seat on the rejected pots and accepted the mood of datatreya, the topmost knower of the absolute truth. Maye bole tumi je vasila mandastan ebe tumi pavitrava haiva kemane. Mother Shachi inquired, you have sat in an impure place, my dear boy, so how will you propose to purify yourself? Prabhu bole, matta tumi bhara shishumati apavitra stane kabumora nahistiti. My dear mother, you are very childish. I am never in an impure place. Jata morastiti se sarvapunyastan gangari sarva tirta tahina adishtan. Wherever I am, mother, that place becomes most sacred, sarvapunyastan. That stan, that place, becomes completely, fully pious and religious and pure. The Ganga and all other tirthas are present in that place, wherever I am. Amarase kalpanika shuchiva ashuchi shashtara ki doshache mane bhava buji. Purity and impurity are simply a mental creation. Please consider what fault is there with the Creator. Lokaveda mate jadi ashuda vahai ame parashilio ki ashudattarai. Even if something is considered impure by the Vedas and people in general, can it remain impure after I touch it? E sabahandite mule nahika dushan tumi jate vishnu lagi Karila Randan. In fact, these pots are not at all contaminated because you have used them to cook for Lord Vishnu. Vishnura Randana Stali Kabu Dushtanai Sehandi Parashayar Stana Shuddhai. The pots used in cooking for Lord Vishnu are never contaminated. Indeed, simply by the touch of his cooking pots, other places become purified. Eteke amara vas nahi mandastan sabara shuddhata mora parasha karani. Therefore, I never reside in a contaminated place. Everything becomes pure by my touch. Balya bhave sarvatattva kahi prabhu hase tadapina bujekeya Tana Maya Vashe. The Lord Vishwambar Nimai in the mood of an ordinary child, Balyabhav, smiled Prabhuhase as he spoke on all the different truths, Sarvatattvakahi. Still, no one recognized Vishwambhar due to the covering of Yogamaya, Mayavashe. Sabehastena shuni shishura vachan snanasi karashachi bolena takan. Everyone began to laugh after hearing the child speak. The mother Shachi said, "Come and take your bath." Na aisena prabhu se kane wasi ache. Shachi bole jatta aya bap jane pache. Vishwambhar did not move from his seat. So again, Shachi said, "Come here quickly before I tell your father about this." Prabhu bole jadi more na deha padite tabi muni nahi jana kahilun tamate. Vishwambhar said, "I'll tell you. Listen. If you don't allow me to study, then I won't leave this place." Sabe bart sena ta kurera janinira. Sabe bole kene nahi deya padibari. Everyone present then admonished Vishwambhar's mother, "Why don't you allow him to study?" Jatna kari kaya nija balaka padai. Kata bhagye apane padite shishuchai. Some people take great efforts to get their child to study. It is most auspicious if the child wants to study. Kon shatru hena buddhi dilavatamare gari murka kari pucha raki bharatare. Which enemy has given you the idea to keep your son at home uneducated? Ihate shishura dosh tilar deka nai sabe bolena bap aisa ni mani. This child has no fault at all. Then they said to Nimai, "Come, Nimai. Aji haite tumi jadi na pao padite tabe apachaya tumi kara bhala mate. Nimai, if you are not allowed to return to your studies from today, then you can continue your destruction." Na aise prabhu se kane wasi hase sukriti sakala sukha sindhu maje base. Still, Vishwambhar did not leave his seat from the dirty smoke-covered pots. He continued sitting there smiling as the pious people gathered around him were floating in an ocean of bliss. Sukha sindhu maje base. Apane dariya shishu anila janani ase gora chandra jena indra nila mani. Mother Shachi went and pulled Nimai off the seat of dirty pots. And then Lord Gaurachandra smiled like a shining blue sapphire. He looked like a brightly shining blue sapphire. At that moment, he looked exactly like Sri Nanda Gopal, Krishna Govinda Shamsundar Pyariju. Tattva kahi lena prabhu datta treya bhave nabu jila kehan vishwamayara prabhave. Thus Vishwambhar Nimai spoke the absolute truth in the mood of Dattatreya. Yet no one could recognize him due to the influence of his illusory energy, Vishwamaya prabhav. Snan karaila lana shachi punyavati kena kalayai lena mishra mahamati. Pious Shachi took Nimai to Ganga, and they both took bath. Then the magnanimous Jagannath Mishra arrived there. Mishra stani shachi sabha kahilena kata paritene paya putra Moni Bhave Vyata. Shachi told everything that happened and said, "Our son is morose because he is not allowed to study." Radhe Radhe, Save Bolena Mishra, Tumita Udhar, Kara Kataya Putre Nahideya Paribhar. Other people gathered there said, "Oh Mishra, you are Udhar, broad-minded. Who has inspired you to stop Nimai's studies? Jai Karibe Krishna Chandra, Se Satyahaye, Chinta Pariharideya, Parite Nirbhaye." And they continued, these people, Brahmins and friends that had gathered, "Whatever Krishna desires will certainly take place. Therefore, give up your anxiety and fearlessly allow him to study. Bhagya se bhalaka chahiya pane parite baladine yagya sutra deya bhalamate." You're fortunate that your son wants to study. You should arrange to give him a Brahmin thread on an auspicious day, because accepting the sacred thread marks the beginning of one's study of shastras. Upa Veda samipe tvam neshe. I will bring you near the Vedas. I will teach you the Vedas. The Acharya awards a person a sacred thread for this person, for this purpose, to give him the qualification for studying the Vedas. Mishra bole tomara parama bandugan, tomara je bole se amara vachan. Shri Mishra replied, "All of you are my well-wishers. Therefore, whatever you say, I must accept." Alokya dekya shishura sarvakarma vismaya bhavena keha nahi jane marma. Seeing the child's uncommon activities, everyone was struck with wonder, yet no one could understand Nimai Vishwambar. Madhye madhye kon jana ati bhagyavane purve kai rakhi jache jagannatha stane prakrita bhalaka kabu e bhalaka nahi jatna kari e bhalake rakhiha ridaye. Some most fortunate person had previously given Jagannath Mishra a prediction, and he said, "Your boy is not ordinary. Please carefully keep your child in the core of your heart." Niravadi Gupta Bhave Prabhu Keli Kare Vaikuntha Nayaka Nija Angane Vihare. Thus the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Nayak, the hero of Vaikuntha, Nayak means the hero of the spiritual world, the superhero of the spiritual world, the Nayak, Vaikuntha Gaur Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Gaur, constantly enjoyed his confidential pastimes in the courtyard of his house. Gupta Bhave Prabhu Keli Kari, relish Niravadi Gupta Bhav, continually relishing his confidential moods and mellows and feelings, Gupta Bhav, Nija Angan, Angane Vihare, he would play and enjoy in the portico or the veranda attached to their house. Parite Aila Prabhu Bapera Adeshe Hailena Mahaprabhu Ananda Visheshe. By the order of his father, Vishwambara Mahaprabhu then joyfully resumed his studies. Ananda Vishesh, an extraordinary bliss he felt studying the Veda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Pada Juga Gana. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 7 entitled Sri Vishwarup Takes Sannyas. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jaya Vishwambar, Jaya Nimai Shachinandana, Gaura Hari Prabhu Jaya Shri Gauranga Jai Vishwambar Jai Nimai Shachi Nandana Gaura Hari Prabhu Jaya Shri Gauranga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyas Maharaja Ki Jai Ki Jai Ki Jai